We are in Hilchos Yom Kippur. We're up to Simon Tafresh Chaf. We'll be doing Tafresh Chaf as well as Tafresh Chaf Aleph. Tafresh Chaf. Tov lekatzer bepiyutim of aslicha shacharis. It is better to minimize, to cut down on the piyutim and the slichas in shacharis. Kedei lamayher, in order that they be quick. Beinyin sheyispal musaf kodem sheva shals, so that they will get to musaf before sheva shals, the seventh hour. Now, The halach is like this. First of all, musif, you're supposed to daven before sheva shalos, and if you wait till sheva shalos, you're called a posheya. But there's really another problem that the Mishtabura raises, which is that the zman mincha comes a half hour after chatzos, which is a half hour after chatzos, yeah. So it turns out like this. What happens if somebody did not daven musaf or mincha yet, obviously, and that zman comes, the zman of mincha comes? So at that point, he has two tefillahs in front of him, the tefillah of musaf and the tefillah of mincha. The halacha is that really mincha should go first because of tadir v'sheino tadir. Mincha we daven daily, musaf we only daven on Shabbos and Yontif. However, in order to make sure that we catch in the sheva shals, we will be davening musaf first. It is ideal, though, that shachris be completed in order that even after you're laying, you have kriyas haTorah after shachris, you'll still have time to start tfilas musif before sheishu mechza, before the zman of mincha. So lahalacha, when it says here beinyan shispal musaf kodem sheva shas, the truth is that lechatchila you're supposed to see to it that you daven musaf before sheishu mechza, but if you didn't, you still daven musaf before mincha. Mishtabura here brings in some halachis with regard to the Shmone Esreis of Yom Kippur. First of all, our minig is to say vidui 10 times during Shmone Esrei on Yom Kippur. The reason is that this is to commemorate the 10 times that the Kohen Gadol said the Shema Meforish on Yom Kippur. He said it 10 times once during the Hagrola, where he said Lashem to say which one was the sorer that was for the Mizbeach, as well as three times every time he said Vidui. And because there were three Viduyim, so that came to nine, and one is 10. So we too say Vidui 10 times to commemorate the Shem Hashem, the 10 Shemus. Now which 10? We really end up saying Vidui 11 times, except that it only counts when we say it during Tfilah, during the Shmone Esrei. Therefore, the first one is Mincha, the Shmone Esrei of Mincha we say Viduyim. The second one is Mariv. The one at the end of the Piyutim after Mariv is not said during Mariv, and therefore is not considered, doesn't count. So the next one then is Shachris, then Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris, Musaf and Chazaras HaShatz, Mincha and Chazaras HaShatz, Ne'ilah and Chazaras HaShatz. That gives us 10 times, so one really has to make sure that he does his 10 viduyim then. Simin Tafresh Chaf Aleph. Motziin Shnei Svarim, they take out two Sifri Torah after Shachris, this is Kriyas HaTorah already, Barishon in the first Sefer Torah, Korin Shisha B'Parshas Achrei Mos, they lay in six in Parshas Achrei Mos. Why six? To signify the fact that this is not like Yontif when we lay in five, when we have five aliyahs, because Yom Kippur is also b'malacha, so its kedusha is greater than your average Yontif. Ad vayas kasher tziva Hashem v'imchol b'Shabbos korin shiva, and if it's Shabbos, then they call up seven people. The Mishtabura brings down the Lashna Zohar that if someone is mitztayer over the misa shnei b'nei Aaron, or his mowrid mos, so they're mochel al kol avonosav, and his children don't chalila die during his lifetime. The Mishtabura says that the ikur there is that a person should say to himself, if such gedolei olam got such an onish, then certainly we who are so much smaller have to fear din, and therefore we do tshuva, and once you do tshuva, then you get a mechila. The Magen Avraham says that lechatchila one is not to be mosif. You don't make an achron, you don't make a hosafa, even Yom Kippur, Shechal, Lias, B'Shabbos, so that there you would make seven aliyas and no more than that. Umaftir kore b'sheni b'pinchas uva osr l'chodesh. The maftir lanes the mosif of Yom Kippur. Umaftir b'yeshaya v'omer solu solu panodorech ad kipi Hashem diber. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that in the Birkas HaTorah you don't say Melech Molchel V'Soleach. This is before the Chasima, but instead you say Udvarcha Emes. Siv Beis Mila B'Yom Kippur. A bris on Yom Kippur Malin Ben Yotzer L'Musif Acha Kriyas HaTorah. So the bris is not done before Shachris because of Tadir V'Shein HaTadir, but it is done before Musif. When? After Kriyas HaTorah. Ula'achar hamila omrim ashrei, and after the bris ashrei is said. So, according to the Machaber, when should the bris take place? Before ashrei, between Kriyas HaTorah and ashrei. The Ramah says vaminig lomol achar ashrei. The Ramah says the minig is after ashrei, whereas the Mishnah Berurah brings an Eliyahu Rabbah who says that the right minig is kodem ashrei, like the Machaber. Now the imu b'makom shetzorach left lotzeis mi beis hakneses, if they cannot do the bris in shul, for example, in a place where they cannot carry, there's no eruv, so they can't bring the child to shul. So what do? They go to the house. So what should they do in such a case? In molin ad acher chazora sefer Torah, you cannot do the bris until they put the sefer Torah away, because a tzibur is never supposed to leave the shul when the sefer Torah are out. It's a lack of coverage for the sefer Torah. V'chozin v'omrim kaddish, but then they say kaddish when they come back. Now, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that in such a case, according to the Machaber, it would be very good, because when they come back, they're saying ashrei and then they're saying kaddish. But according to the Ramah, the minag is going to be that you say ashrei first, and then you go and do the bris. So when you come back and you say kaddish, there's going to be a problem, because your kaddish is not going on anything. Therefore, he says that what you'll have to do is say some mizmar, say some psukim, before kaddish when you do come back, because otherwise you couldn't say kaddish. You're not saying kaddish on anything. Siv gimel mevarchem ala mila below kos, you make a bracha on the mila, but you do not say the bracha of borei prea gafen, because there's nothing to drink. There's no one to drink it. The Ramah disagrees. V'yashomer mevarchem akos venos latinik hanimol v'cheinogim. The minig is, aside from when they give him wine for v'damaya chayi, they give the tinok a little bit of wine of for the sake of being yotz of the borei prea gafen. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that if the Yoledes is not fasting, then you can give her the cup of wine. Siv Dalet now. B'musif Omer Shliach Tzibur Seder HaAvoda. In Musif, the Chazan says the Seder HaAvoda, the Avodas Yom Kippur, because that Be'ikr was at that time of day. Hagav V'nogim Lipo Al Pneim Kishomrim V'akornim V'am Gam Ba'olenu L'Shabeach. Our minig is to fall for Korim. Avol shatz osur lakor mimakomo b'shas atfila kedei lipol al ponav. The shatz himself, the chazan, should not move out of his place in order to fall korim. V'yesh limchos b'yan osim kein, and you should protest that there are those that do. The question is, how does the shatz fall korim without moving out of his place? The amid is right in front of him. How is he going to fall down onto the amid? So the Mishnah Berurah brings that the minhag is that for musaf of Yom Kippur, what we do is we put a shtender in front of the amud, and then when he gets to Korim, you take away the shtender, and this way he'll be able to fall right in front of him. Everybody has to be sure that they put something down on the floor for Korim. You're not allowed to have your face touching the floor for when you're bowing down, the Isser of Evan Maskis. As a result of that, if one doesn't have anything to put down, he should make sure to put his talus in front of his face. And by the way, the Yikar Halacha is for the face, so that it's not enough. Some people think the reason they're putting a paper or a towel down on the floor is not to get their clothes dusty. But that's not the case. The reason is in order that your face not touch the floor at the time that you bow. Going further, Sifhei, Seder Avidui Chotosi Ovisi Pashati. The Seder Avidui is Chet, then Avon, and then Pesha. There was a machlokus in the Gemara, what's what? We paskin that chait is b'shogeg, therefore the order is chait avon pesha, because you start with the smaller one, then you go up to the more severe one. Sivvav, nohagu lidor tzedakas b'yom kippur b'yad ha-mesim. The minag is to be menader tzedaka in honor of the mesim. U'maskirin nishmosehem, and Yiskeris said, the mesim gam ken yeshlem kapara b'yom kippur. because also the Mason have a kapora on Yom Kippur, which is why it is called Yom HaKippurim. There are two kaporas, one for the Chayim, one for the Mason. Now, how does Yurt Stoka help a Mace? One of two ways. In the case of a child, Bra Mezaka Abba, a child can be Mezaka, a father with a mitzvah. If a child does a mitzvah in the schus of the father, that works. Aside from that, anyone can do it as a schus in a way that we can tell ourselves, if this person were alive, he would actually have done this mitzvah.